Rick Stacy in the morning, playing Orlando's greatest hits.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
On 105.9 Sunny FM.
Coming up next on 105.9 Sunny FM, the update on Benghazi and Hillary and Satan. No, not Hillary. Satan, actually. Next on Sunny.
Today's Sunday update is full of constructive debate, polite banter, genteelness, and lots of agreeableness.
I don't understand the connection between all that stuff.
Yeah, okay, I can't do this with a straight face. What are you talking about? Here's Rick Stacy, and you know what's coming.
All right, it's brought to you by Florida Hospital. A shooting in Altamont Springs at the Publix that I used to go to for 2 years has left a man in critical condition in the hospital yesterday. Surveillance video shows a man who appears to be waiting for a Loomis armored truck employee in the Publix store in the lobby on 436 and Palm Springs Drive. Waits till the guy gets the money in the bag, is walking out, and shoots him in the head casually.
He was alert, conscious, and was able to talk to investigators to describe exactly what happened.
Witnesses said it was pretty scary, as you could imagine.
It's very scary anymore.
Detectives spent several hours searching for the car, but they still have two suspects on the loose. They were seen driving, when they drove up in a gold Nissan Maxima. They found the car and they searched it, but they have not found the suspect, so.
They have a lot of video of this guy. I mean, he's sitting there just waiting very patiently. And this woman that we just heard, she actually got close to him. She parked her little cart in front of him. In the video, you see her clearly. She walks around, does something, and then she moves on. And then that's a little bit moments later is when the Loomis guy comes out. And that's where it happened, right there in the little area, that little lobby area.
Let me ask you, too. Whenever you see a Brinks or a Loomis truck, do you get a little leery? I look around. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I'm waiting for that, Italian job movie, car to pull up and somebody start welding open the side and,
Again, I just don't understand why these guys don't have security with them.
Well, they have guns. Yeah. They're usually in pairs, but this guy wasn't with another.
It looks like he was alone. I don't know.
No. All right, a UCF. Now, because they are they're 0-7. Oh, this is why I think they're looking into the coach's contract. And there's all this legalese, litigious banter going on about whether the university should allow folks, the public, to see the coach's contract. Other universities, you said, allow it?
According to all the reports I've read, the public universities, for the most part, do release the coaches' contracts.
All right. I guess this is, who is this? This is, Charleston Heston. Here we go.
We're so confidential, they cannot be released.
That's Vice President of University, ready? Grant Heston.
Mm-hmm. Who turned off my echo? Why doesn't people mess with everything in here?
Yeah, it didn't sound so impressive with just your regular voice.
People mess with everything in the studio.
All right, do it again. Take two.
Nah, it's not going to work. Somebody messed with these stupid buttons in here.
It's that monkey we got on overnight.
I want to see everybody's contract. Anyway, you can't be a university vice president or a president without a name like Grant Heston. Right? You can't be Bobob Jimbo.
Yeah, I'm Jimbo, vice president of the university.
Yeah, Grant. You can in Texas.
I mean, if you get a name like Grant, if I change my name today to Grant Heston, I would automatically be promoted to CEO of CBS Radio, right?
Is that what I need to do? Just change my name?
That's it.
That's probably it.
It's all in a name. All right, back to the story here. We tend to veer. Here's Rachel Fugate of Thomas and Lucero. She's, I guess, an attorney about this whole thing with the contract not being shown.
I think is using it right now.
I guess she's implying that it's not intended to apply to coaches, for instance, and they want to see the coach's contract because he has a losing season. Now they want to know what.
You know what?
How much is he getting paid for a losing season?
It's all about transparency. According to one report, the Orlando Sentinel has been requesting the football coaches' contracts since 2009 to see them.
To what end? Who cares?
I don't know. That's a great question. It's a public university. That's the only thing I can surmise.
It's a test to see if there's anything there. So you ask, and if they provide it for you, there's probably nothing there. But if they don't give you anything.
There's something.
Well, they're not looking into the Dean of Oncology Studies there, are they? Are they looking in his contract?
And it probably has something to do with what you just said. Did you see that?
Yeah.
What was that?
I don't know. An enormous bird just hit our window.
I thought just a shadow.
UFOs. Wow.